Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you feel like you're already stressed and the holidays haven't even officially begun yet, you're not alone. And there's some things you can do to help that. Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, I feel like already between ordering the Christmas cards, figuring out what I'm going to get for everybody, and Thanksgiving isn't even here yet. It's tomorrow. Like, it's a lot.
It's amazing, actually, because everybody, you know, looks forward to this time of year once Thanksgiving hits leading up to Christmas. And a lot of studies are showing us that this is hands down the most stressful time of year. And, you know, a lot of people feel very thankful during this season, but they also feel incredibly stressed. And so there are a lot of scientific ways to lower that stress. The Today Show recently did a study with about 1,000 people, and they ranked what the most stressful things were, what triggered stress. And cleaning was at the top, and so was cooking, arguing over politics, and then awkward social interactions with that cousin who stares at the wall instead of interacts with everybody.
I mean, I'd rather have him do that than talk to me about some crazy nonsense.
So,
as long as the food is good.
So what do you do? How do you calm yourself?
Interesting thing. One of the reasons that we go into a stress response is because of something called fight and flight, which is our sympathetic nervous system. So if you're at your Thanksgiving table and you notice that like a bear walks in, right? We'd all go into fight and flight. This is the same kind of feeling I get with my mother-in-law. So my heart starts to race. I start to sweat. And then when I'm feeling that way, I add adrenaline onto those stressful feelings. I either want to fight or flee. So what you need to do is activate your vagus nerve in order to counteract that. And that is something that's really easy to do. And believe it or not, it all comes down to our breathing patterns. So if you just take the time at your Thanksgiving table or while you're making dinner or preparing or getting ready to argue with somebody over politics, if you take the time to breathe in that belly breathing pattern by just placing one hand on your heart and the other one on your belly and just slow your breathing down, you can counteract that fight and flight response. And it's a major stress reliever. You want to make sure your inhalation is at the same pattern as your exhalation. So you just want to breathe in for three, hold for three, and out for three. Believe it or not, that literally stimulates the vagus nerve and restores that sense of calm and allows your body to just think clearly, problem solve, and trigger those higher brain functions that will keep you calm. Another thing to do if you don't even want to deal with the breathing patterns is just chew gum. There was a big study in the Psychology Journal that showed that college students that were stressed over exams, if they had a piece of chewing gum and chewed it during the exam, actually maintained a lower level of stress than people that didn't chew gum. And another one is just humming along to your favorite song. So you can just either wear your AirPods at the dinner table and hum your way into oblivion. Or while you're cooking, you can just hum your favorite song, and those trigger the vagus nerve and keep you nice and calm.
I used to have a teacher that would chew gum so hard that it looked like the sides of their head were going to actually explode. Like they would separate from their skull. And now I know it was us doing that to them.
Yeah.
Anna, you've often told me that your husband will hum during meals all the time.
All the time.
He hums. Oh, boy.
I thought that he was just a weirdo. Now I realize he's just trying to like get rid of me out
right.
of his head.
He's trying to survive you.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
All we need is some Trident. That's it. Dr. Jennifer Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Happy Thanksgiving, Jenna.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.